I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The weather is hot and sunny, but how many of you were indoors this weekend watching World Cup soccer? There were some great games, including that penalty shootout between Chile and Brazil. Well, the world's soccer guy, William Troop, is in Brazil to see some World Cup matches. And William, you've been in Brazil since Friday. What's it been like?
It's been an absolute blast, I have to say. I mean, things here on the ground, from the airports to public transportation to the stadiums that I've seen, are working beautifully. It's well organized, no trouble at all. So it's been really exciting, and there's so many soccer fans everywhere. The planes are full of soccer fans going to and from games. It's just been a lot of excitement all around.
And you were at yesterday's nail-biter of a game between Costa Rica and Greece, and we in the office remember before you left that you were kind of ho-hum about this.
You know, yes, you're right. On paper, I wasn't really expecting it to be an exciting game, but, you know, as they say, games are not played on paper. They're played on the ground, on the pitch, and once the two teams were on the field, it was just really exciting, starting with the fact that the stadium was, you know, I don't know, about half Costa Rican. I've never seen so many Costa Ricans in one place. The Costa Ricans were winning until the very end of the regular time in the game. The Greeks tied it, you know, at the last minute. Real drama there. And then they go into extra time. The players were exhausted. I can tell you from my own drenched shirt that it was humidity over 90%, I think. I mean, it was exhausting to be out there as a spectator. I can't imagine, you know, playing. And these guys were giving it their all on the field. And then came the penalty shootout. I mean, I couldn't ask for more drama and more excitement. It was great.
And now you're about to head to Salvador and Bahia for the big game tomorrow, USA versus Belgium. Have you got your red, white, and blue face paint ready?
I have an American flag, and I have my my U.S. jersey ready to go. So I think I'm as ready as I'm going to be. I've seen a lot of Americans on the planes and walking around in the cities where we've been. They seem just as pumped as I am to watch that game. It should be really exciting.
And you've talked about all the highlights, but what's the most surprising thing you found in this trip to Brazil?
One of the things that I've noticed that I didn't expect is just how many fans from other countries in Latin America are here. I haven't been in cities, for example, where Colombia is playing, but I see Colombians everywhere. There are people in their yellow Colombia shirts everywhere, on the planes, in the airports, and walking around. It's equal numbers for people from, like, Costa Rica, as I said. I mean, at the game last night that you see, there were a lot of Mexicans in the stands last night, a lot of Chileans.
And that heartbreaking game, of course, between Mexico and the Netherlands.
Yes, that was a real bummer if you were rooting for Mexico. I watched that game at a bus station.
Which, of course, you were.
I was, of course. I was born in Mexico, so I root for Mexico whenever they're on the field. And I was watching that game at a bus station in Recife, and it was just a heartbreaker to see it end the way it did at the last minute with a penalty, which I have to say, a lot of Mexican fans and myself aren't quite sure it was a penalty.
So who do you think is going to go all the way?
It's going to be really hard to beat Brazil at its game at home. I think my money would still go on Brazil at this point. But I think, you know, there are some teams that, including Belgium, which the U.S. is playing tomorrow, that it doesn't seem to me have quite started playing yet. And if a team like Belgium starts playing, and it's going to be really hard for the U.S. tomorrow. You know, there are several teams that have a good chance. The Brazilians don't look completely invincible to me.
The world's William Troop, possibly the world's biggest soccer fan, in Brazil for the World Cup. Thanks so much, William.
Thank you, Carol, and go USA!
The world's Clark Boyd is in Belgium, and we're going to find out how Belgians are preparing for the big USA matchup. But first, we're going to check in with the world's Nina Porzucchi at the tropical rainforest at the Franklin Park Zoo here in Boston, where Izzy, our World Cup predicting ocelot, has made his next prediction for tomorrow's U.S. match against Belgium.
Forest 1 to Forest 5. You can let Izzy out now.
Head 4.
Okay. Let's see what he does. Oh, he's out. He's active. He's going straight to Belgium. And it's Belgium for the win.
Clark Boyd, you are in Belgium. Reaction to the news from Izzy.
Well, what can I say? I'm so happy that a small-brained feline has decided that Belgium's going to win the match tomorrow. No, but seriously, it's actually very, very exciting to be here. The entire city and indeed the entire country is very much geared up for tomorrow's match. Everywhere you look, there are Belgian flags out, much more than I've ever seen before back when I lived here. It's amazing just the spirit here. Lots of little kids running around with soccer jerseys on. And of course, even Belgian landmarks like the little statue mannequin piece of the little boy relieving himself has been dressed up on and off with a Red Devils soccer uniform. So there you go.
So Clark, as you mentioned, you lived in Belgium for a while, but you're American. I'm assuming some divided loyalties. Who are you going to root for?
Well, I have to tell you, Carol, I never in a million years when I booked our family vacation 6 months ago would have thought that we'd come down to a World Cup that would see a matchup between Belgium and the United States. And I will have to say that my loyalties are torn. On the one hand, it's been fantastic to watch the United States, get through the group round. It is a world sport, and it's great to see the United States competing at such a high level. On the other hand, I have to say my heartstrings, are torn, and I come back to Belgium time and time again, this plucky little country that has some incredibly good soccer players right now. It's also been fantastic to see their run. And I think me and along with a lot of Belgians here look at the Belgian team on paper and say they should actually be playing a lot better than they are. So I have to say that, since I'm here in Belgium, I'm probably going to go with the Red Devils tomorrow night.
So do the Belgians seem as surprised to be up against the U.S. and have advanced as far as they have as the Americans are? A surprise that they are where they are?
Well, Carol, you have to remember the Belgians haven't actually had a team make it to the World Cup since 1986. So just getting a team into the group stages felt like a big deal for them. The players on this Belgian team, they play in some of the finest club teams across Europe. And so when you put these players on the same team together, the Belgian national team, you look at it on paper and you think this team should be incredibly exciting to watch, should score a lot of goals, should be a great, great squad. And I think a lot of people feel like they haven't quite lived up to that yet. But now that we're into the knockout rounds, the general feeling is that they're going to be playing a lot better and that they will be able to move forward. One of the interesting things looking at the reaction in the newspaper has been a lot of newsprint and a lot of space online has been devoted to, the Belgian media trying to figure out how is it all of a sudden that America has such a great team. So I think that they see the United States as, they're not taking the United States lightly. They see the United States as a formidable opponent. But I would say that they have every confidence that they will move forward.
Clark Boyd, thank you so much. It's very exciting speaking to you from Belgium. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Carol, and go Red Devils.
You can check out the latest Izzy Picks video at PRI.org. And while you're there, we've got other World Cup goodies for you. Like, did you know that France has more of its homegrown players competing for other nations than any other country? What? We've got a graphic explaining just how that works at PRI.org. And one more World Cup note, we've been asking you to share your favorite soccer-related songs, past or present. Many of you have weighed in, and we want to play one of your suggestions now. Ryan E. Poppy wrote on our Facebook page that he loves the 2010 World Cup song Waving Flag by rapper Kanon. Keep posting your favorite soccer tunes at our Facebook page, facebook.com/PRI the world. Celebration, it's around.